What a month September has been for all of us ultra cyclists. There was a lot of action all around the world, and it marked just the second month of this brand new show dedicated to ultra-minded content. September took us around the globe from Ireland to Italy to France to the United Kingdom, the United States, Austria, and online to the virtual world of Zwift. On today's episode, we'll recap the latest and greatest happenings in the ultra cycling world, including past events, guests on our show, and things to look forward to coming soon on the show. I'm your host, Justin Tu. Let's roll. Hey Ultra Family, Justin Tu here, your host of the Ultra Cycling Show. Let's start our news episode by covering the recent events on the Ultra Cycling calendar and those highlighted in our show. The Ultra Bike Pursuit in France, which the organizers say is the ultra bikepacking series for cyclists who love to climb mountains, took ultra racers across the Pyrenees Mountains through the European countries of France, Spain, and Andorra. The single-stage event offered solo, self-supported riders several course options. The Tourmalet Pursuit, the Hautacam Pursuit, and even an option to ride both in one go, ranging from 500 kilometers to 2,300 kilometers, or for us Americans, roughly 300 to 1,400 miles. A notable achievement included the first ever completion of the Ultimate Pyrenees Pursuit by 28-year-old Pierre Charles in just 10 days, 16 hours, and 45 minutes after riding the 2,300 kilometers, or 1,400 miles, of the combined course with 55,700 meters of climbing, which is about 183,000 feet. Stay tuned for our upcoming interview on the Ultra Cycling Show with Pierre Charles, which will certainly inspire you. Next on the calendar was the Silver State 508 in Reno, Nevada of the United States. The 508 was founded by John Marino in 1983 and is often referred to as the toughest 48 hours in sport. As a side note of ultra cycling history, John Marino was also one of the original four Ram racers in 1982, where the event was actually called the Great American Bicycle Race, starting from the Santa Monica Pier in LA to the Empire State Building in New York. Marino was racing with John Howard, Michael Shermer, and Lon Holderman, who ultimately won the race. Now back to the 508, as it's often called. The toughest 48 hours in sport is well known for its epic mountain climbs, stark desert scenery, and desolate roads, crossing Highway 50, also known as the loneliest highway in America. The 508 is a Ram qualifier and brought a strong field of competitors. Top of the results included a remarkable finish in the time of 32 hours, 49 minutes, and 48 seconds by solo self-supported randonneur and Ram veteran Dave Hosse, who's better known in 508 circles by his totem nickname Holstein. Behind Dave was the first female-supported racer, Teresa Bender, aka Magical Unicorn, with a time of 36 hours, 55 minutes, and 17 seconds. The fastest overall time was achieved by the four-man open relay team, Great Basin Soaring Coots, traversing the course in 23 hours, 4 minutes, and 2 seconds. Well done to Yana Berto, Mark Gibson, Shane Trotter, and Paul Webb. Next on the event calendar was the Texas Time Trials, consisting of the 6, 12, and 24-hour category events in the USA. It was held on a 26.3-mile loop punctuated by rolling hills around the Brazos River. The event also offered one-lap and 500-mile or 19-lap fixed-distance races. Christy Tracy topped the overall 24-hour upright division with a total distance of 448.8 miles. Well done, Christy. Andrew Willis came in on top for the men with a distance of 422.4 miles. Then in the 12-hour race, Patrick Breen came in first with 264 miles completed, while Deanne Herr completed 211.2 miles to take first place in the women's race. The Tejas 500 fixed distance race covered 501.6 miles, and Valerie Litsnerski stood on the top of the overall podium with a time of 1 day, 11 hours, and 6 minutes. Behind Valerie was Ron Gurley, first in the men's race with a time of 1 day, 22 hours, and 41 minutes. Congratulations to all the racers. The race around Lower Austria, or race around Niederösterreich, as it's called, featured six-time Ram winner Christoph Strausser, who won first place in the solo male division with a time of 17 hours 30 minutes, covering the 600-kilometer distance. Behind Strausser was Philipp Kaider, who will be sharing his experiences with us on an upcoming episode of this show, and Robert Mueller was right behind him. In the women's solo division was Elena Roach in first place with a time of 22 hours and 36 minutes, followed by Bianca Bischoff and Sabine Kornelsen. The beautiful 600-kilometer, or roughly 373-mile course, took racers through Niederösterreich, one of the nine states of Austria, climbing 6,000 meters, or almost 20,000 feet. Congratulations to all of the racers in the solo division, as well as the two-person and three-person relay teams. Finally, on our list of highlighted ultra events from around the world was one brought to you by Team Joe Barr of Ireland, who organized their annual Race Joe Barr series of events, offering participants 200, 330, and 500-mile courses as solo racers or two-person or four-person relay teams. As a Ram qualifier, the Joe Barr 500 covered 500 miles, or around 800 kilometers, around the northern end of Ireland, climbing almost 25,000 feet, or 7,500 meters. Congratulations to Philippe Colbert, who won the overall 500-mile race in a spectacular time of 30 hours, 50 minutes, and 57 seconds. Great job to Nicola Dory, the only female athlete to compete in the 500-mile category with a time of 44 hours and 10 minutes. Chris Beattie won the 330-mile course in a time of 18 hours, 56 minutes, and 19 seconds, while Ciarán O'Hara and Denise Malloy topped the 200-mile category in 10 hours, 1 minute, and 53 seconds, and 14 hours, 8 minutes, and 7 seconds, respectively. Stellar performance to all Team Joe Barr racers. On our show in the month of September, we interviewed 8 highly accomplished ultra cyclists from all around the globe, including Irish, Slovenian, American, Indian, and Italian racers. We learned a lot from each of their unique experiences and gathered a lot of tips and tricks to better all of our own ultra cycling adventures. In episode 12, we chatted with Joe Barr of Team Joe Barr about reaching further as one of Ireland's finest ex-pro turned ultra cyclists. We discussed everything from his world records to racing ultras in Ireland, the race across America, 6, 12, and 24-hour time trials, and living a performance lifestyle. Over 1 million people have tuned in to Joe's recent adventures, so he's an athlete and coach you definitely want to follow. Joe, currently, how many bicycles do you own?
a lot.
So, most important question, what's your favorite ride snack?
Most favorite ride snack is a walnut and pear cake. And we had a big fight when we were around 1,000-mile mark. And anyway, long story short, I won my first ultra race ever. I'm the only Irish person that's ever won Race One Ireland, and I'm the only one who's ever won it twice.
In episode 13, we had the pleasure of talking with Ram veteran and American racer Dave Hosse about his race at the Hoodoo 500 in the U.S. state of Utah. Dave rode self-supported in the Voyager category, setting 2 course records and clinching the number one spot on the podium overall, outcompeting both the self-supported and supported racers. We discussed his favorite foods, training routine, and a whole lot more. Check it out. There's so much gear there.
Yeah, I'm the owner of Attitude Sports. So I spend most of my time riding the Roubaix. Totally. Every time I enter a race, that's the goal, is for me to be the first finisher. I even want to beat the teams that are out there. An issue. And always have enough money on you in the Voyager in case you need to bribe someone to drive you back to the start line. I went to the finish line and watched like 3-4 people that I know that just suffered to get to the finish line.
Episode 14 gave us a glimpse into the fun adventures of Tom and Elizabeth Guevara. Listening to the passion in their story showed us that life is so much better when you have someone to share it with. Tom and Elizabeth have bicycled together in some of the world's most challenging events, from the Silver State 508, 24-hour World Time Trial Championships in Borrego Springs, California, the Race Across America, and Paris-Brest-Paris. They've also toured all over the world on their tandem together. If you're looking for a fun time, definitely tune into this episode.
Who is crazier about, you know, bicycles and more obsessed about having the latest and greatest?
I have 2 road bikes, 1 time trial bike, 1 mountain bike, and she has the same.
I actually rode in honor of Crystal. My bike is painted as her bike was. No,
well, back then I wasn't a caffeine consumer, but and it did help.
He's a retired firefighter. It's not just all about riding. It's
people you meet.
The people you meet, the friendships you've developed.
In episode 15, we chatted with Bulgarian ultra racer Georgi Stoichev. Georgi has the high ambitions of completing the famous Paris-Brest-Paris, or as it's abbreviated, PBP. He wants to complete that 10 times. He also had his aims set high on the Red Bull Transcontinental Extreme Race in Europe, but due to the pandemic, had to change plans and recently set a new Maryland south-to-north cross-state record with an average speed of 18.7 miles per hour. Stay tuned for an upcoming episode diving deeper into his record setting. Georgi proudly rides to support breast cancer patients and has also participated in 12 and 24-hour time trials, 1,200-kilometer brevets, and the race across the West. Listen in to Georgie's interview if you want to learn a lot and be inspired.
Okay, how about your favorite post-ride meal?
As much pizza and pasta as I can eat, probably. Hopefully there's beer nearby as well.
Do you think ultra cycling requires more physical or mental strength?
Mental. You know, I've seen many gifted athletes, decent budget, but mentally not as strong. And as a result of that, you know, the results are not there. We were soaking wet, but like I said, it's 6,000 people. I had to hook up a live camera, a nice microphone, three or four fans.
Episode 16 was a special one with Mayank Tripathi, a talented Indian ultra racer who has competed in ultra events like the Ultra Spice 1000 kilometers in India. And uniquely, he loves training and racing indoors. In this episode, we heard from Mayank's recent victory in the Indian Virtual 24-Hour National Time Trial Championship hosted by the Irregulars through Zwift. There's a lot of strong ultra racers developing in India, so tune into this episode if you want to learn all about what's happening.
Didn't do any climbs for the first 2 to 3 years of my cycling because I was in a city which was totally flat. I was on the saddle for 23 hours, 46 minutes. So I took around 13 to 14 minutes of off-saddle time.
What would you say has been your favorite event?
My favorite event was the one I did in 2019. It's called the Ultra Spice Race. That's a 1,000-kilometer ram qualifier.
Giovanni Prosperi was our special Italian guest of episode 17. As the solo supported division winner of this year's Hoodoo 500, Giovanni, an Italian ultra cyclist who now resides in the US, has a lot to be proud of winning his first ultra cycling event. It's hard to believe that just a few years ago, he was a smoker. You don't want to miss this episode and Giovanni's beautiful Italian accent.
You need to know yourself very, very well.
What was the best moments in your Hoodoo 500 race, and which ones were the worst moments for you?
Climbing to the highest point, the headwind was even stronger.
Well, what's going on in your mind that's pushing you to ride 15,000 miles every single year?
First of all, this urge to demonstrate that following a vegan diet, you can ride. You can be a strong cyclist as the other.
There's ultra athletes, and then there's Chris Calamano. In episode 18, we heard all about Chris's incredible virtual Hoodoo 500 race. That's right, over 500 miles on an indoor stationary bike. As a bonus round afterwards, we got a glimpse into the over 500 races that Chris has completed in just the last 10 years. Everything from ultra running in the deserts, including Antarctica, to Ironman triathlons and Paris-Brest-Paris. This episode was one packed with adventure and inspiration.
You've completed over 500 races, including 150 official marathons or ultras. And I can't believe that's only in the last 10 years. Can't imagine what the next 10 years holds for you.
I have a Cannondale that's set up with a hub 1200 lum light on it. So I don't have to worry about batteries. It's just nice. Self-generating. Me and the bike are you know, just one together, and it's been through so much. It's funny to have a close relationship with your bike, but it's true. All those bad memories kind of go away and you start thinking, oh, you know, maybe I'll do it again. But during the event, there's so many low periods.
Closing out the month, we heard from super athlete Lori Hecklin from Orange County, California in episode 19. Lori loves climbing and has done over 1 million feet of climbing the last few years, while also Everesting 29,000 feet up El Duez. This fun episode covered Lori's stellar performance at the Hoodoo 500 race, where she took the number one spot on the female podium in this year's stage race. We also chatted about the Race Across America, Race Across Oregon, Silver State 508, and 200-mile races. All right, what's your favorite post-ride meal after a long ride like the Hoodoo 500?
I do like my steak. And I also, once in a while, will splurge and have pizza.
What toppings do you like on your pizza?
I like meat. Yeah, I'm a meat person, yes. I've always been competitive. Like I said, I grew up doing gymnastics and swimming. And when you are in sport, there's just, you can't get that feeling anywhere else. You know, you can definitely train for it. I mean, like I tell people that have done centuries that say they couldn't do a double century, is that you don't go at the pace that you would ride a century.
Congratulations to all of our athletes featured on this show, and tailwinds for all of your upcoming adventures. We can't wait to have you back on the show. We've covered a lot of exciting ultra-minded content already, but there's still so much more to come. So stay tuned as we enter strong into the month of October, where we'll be featuring Iron Woman and Feisty Fox Shangri-La Rendon, who's preparing for a record-setting attempt to complete 34 Ironmans in just 34 consecutive days. An exciting episode is also coming up with Chris Hoppo Hopkinson, who was featured in the classic Ram documentary, Bicycle Dreams. He holds 26 world records, 4 solo Ram finishes, and a fifth one being the virtual Ram this year, 86, 24, and 12-hour races. We'll also be hearing from a 34-year-old ex-smoker, Philip Keider, who won second place in the race around Niederösterreich in Austria, just behind the famous Christoph Strausser. You don't want to miss it. The Ultra Cycling Show is by ultra cyclists for ultra cyclists, so be sure to let us know about your own adventures. We'd love to feature your story, event, or ultra cycling news. Everyone is welcome, and we can't wait to get connected. Check out our website for a full list of episodes, our YouTube video library, and of course, follow us on Facebook to get the latest and greatest straight to your feed. Until next episode, keep spinning ultra.